Berg, you ready for the first question? I got a good one for you. Are you ready?
What do you got?
When history judges Florida State and Tennessee, which will get more traction? Jameis Winston crab legs or Tennessee McDonald's bags?
Ooh. Remember, I mean, let's not forget the memes that came out of the Jameis Winston deal now. Jameis Winston obviously went on and is in the pros and moved forward.
Sure.
I think the Tennessee thing could linger longer. Let's just say, I think the Tennessee, you know, with the opposing FCC programs and coaches and fans,
yeah,
I don't know if they'll let them live that down as quickly as kind of the Jameis stuff went away.
Well, and the Jameis stuff hit, what, around 13, right, that season. So, and social media was up and running well, but not like today.
Yeah.
I mean, and today it's epic levels, peak level, and only peaking more. So you're saying history will look back and judge the McDonald's bags and keep that alive much longer?
Yeah, without a doubt. And also because of the fact that Jameis Winston, the crab leg incident happened before winning the national championship. So all this is happening, but Jameis still goes out, wins a national championship, wins a Heisman, and then 2 years later, he's the number one draft pick in the NFL. Meanwhile, Tennessee, on the other hand,
none of that.
There's not a success story to go along with it.
No.
So I think that, yeah.
No. There's not a natty looming around the corner.
Let's just right say now. There's not a natty looming. That's safe to say, Bill.
Josh Newberg with us. Now, Pruitt was down there, actually, during that period of time.
I talked so much about Jeremy Pruitt on your show, Bill.
What now?
Think about it. Think about the things that I said about Jeremy Pruitt on the show. Not a damn one of them came true.
Well, I mean, I think he probably is a good coach, but he obviously got loose up there, and we'll never know, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some other variables at play, too, just within the program, the dynamics of Fulmer being there. Now, you know, I would love to get, you know, in a year or two to be able to sit down and just find out what all was at play down the stretch in the background.
But Pruitt was there. Was it just the 1 year in 13? He was the coordinator on the national championship
team. Just 1 year. Yep. Yeah. Just one season.
So what was he? I know everybody talks about how good he was on the defense, and I know he was an ace recruiter. I think you, I've probably asked you through the years a couple times, give me your top recruiters, you know, last 20 years or whatever at Florida State. He's always in your top five or two,
yeah,
or three,
definitely,
or whatever.
Without a doubt, he would still be.
Sure. So the only thing about him was the allegation about some behind the scenes with, you know, a little trouble there, right? But no recruiting items that were ever visible, right?
No, there was no issues at Florida State.
Yeah, that's what I recall. And he left to go to Georgia,
and
go there for a couple of years before.
When Mark Richt was still there and go coaching, that's when, you know, it was all the good old boys were there. Will Friend was coaching the O-line. That was one of the big reasons Jeremy went, but yeah.
Will Friend,
1 year at Florida State.
Yeah, Will and Jeremy are buddies. And you had to know at Tennessee a few weeks ago when Will Friend bailed to go to South Carolina only to then go to Auburn. But when he bailed his buddy, I would assume Pruitt probably told him, you probably ought to get out of here, my friend.
Yeah, that was that was a good indicator of what was coming when you saw that happen. I was pretty surprised. But then to see it all play out, you kind of understand.
Any news? I tell you what, there were a couple of transfers, and I don't know if you'll recall these names because they weren't really in your area. They're from here, but they played for Norvell at Memphis. One is Obina Eze, a big 6'8 tackle who I think will play on Sundays. Played at Memphis, and then T.J. Carter, a corner, that played down there too. Started as a true freshman a few years ago, but they just announced they're going to TCU a few days ago. It was Florida State. Did those names ever come up for Florida State,
no,
considering how active
I checked on the offensive tackle. And I was, when he hit the portal, I checked with a source within, you know, the program.
Right.
I asked, and they said, no, we're not going to be interested. And they said, he's probably going to end up at TCU. And that was the first day he hit the portal. So they had obviously, I think it came down to the fact that they need a guy that's going to come in there and start. And if he's not going to come in there and start, they got a bunch of guys that can be backup. So they didn't feel like he was going to be able to be a true impact tackle for them. So he's headed off to TCU.
Yep. Yep. No, I saw that. I was just wondering, but you just answered the question. There was not. Now, the corner, I don't think, is what they were looking for. But Eze's a big 6'8 tackle, so I thought maybe there would be flirtation there.
Florida State's bolstered their defensive backfield. They took three transfers.
Right.
Jamie Robinson, the most noted one from South Carolina. But, yeah, they are doing a massive rebuild of their secondary. It was kind of surprising. But, I mean, the facts are the facts. FSU secondary has been lacking, and, you know, they're trying to do a massive overhaul right now.
Is there anything newer from the transfer portal regarding the Noles right now?
No, the transfer portal is going to be dead for FSU really until the end of spring. I mean, maybe they'll get a commitment here or there, but Florida State's semester started early. Last Monday was the final day that transfers could enroll for the spring semester at Florida State. That's why we saw the four-year commitments for a weekend. Get them all in for spring. FSU does have one transfer committed, Andrew Parchment, who is from Kansas, a wide receiver, and he'll enroll in May. But they have about two or three spots left. So Coach Norvell is going to kind of see what the transfer market bears more towards the end of spring. And I think they'd probably add like a defensive end potentially and maybe another wide receiver. We'll see what they do, but they got a couple spots left, but I think the portal is going to be kind of quiet for FSU until the end of spring.
Big Three Roll Up. You guys tape every week and release it typically on Thursday mornings. What's the topic that has you guys most intrigued at the moment?
Just some coaching change. You know, Manny Diaz hired Jess Simpson down there in Coral Gables, bringing Jess Simpson back. And Manny's also apparently going to be calling the defensive plays this year. So his DC, Blake Baker, I guess he kind of takes a demotion. He's still on the team, but he's not calling plays. What else were we talking about? Oh, Florida. I don't know if you saw the flirtation with Michigan and Christian Robinson, the Florida defensive linebackers coach.
Right.
Apparently he was off to Michigan at one moment over the weekend, according to some reports, and then he wasn't. And I guess he's still at Florida, apparently. So they still got a DB coach to hire as well. Florida, you know, let go of two their safety coach and corner coach. They brought in Wesley McGriff from Auburn to coach. I think he's going to coach safety. I don't know. I could have it backward. But anyway, UF still has a coaching hire to make as well. We talk about that on the show.
Now, I could be very confused here because I wasn't watching hard. And, again, this may be out of your territory. This kid that committed the other day, class of 22 defensive end, and it was down to Notre Dame, Georgia, and Missouri. Was Tyson Ford at IMG, or am I just hallucinating here, the defensive end?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look it up. He wasn't FSU wasn't involved with him.
Right. Right. His home is St. Louis, so maybe I don't know.
He's probably from IMG. I bet on it.
I'm sorry. What?
He's probably from IMG.
Well, Georgia was involved. Now, when I think of Georgia, I don't think of Missouri going into Missouri. Now, they took a quarterback out of there about 10 years ago, and he ended up transferring back. But you know, Georgia's recruiting area is so fertile. I was wondering what the relationship was there with those.
Every
but anyways,
now and again.
He chose the
Every
Irish.
Now and again, you can dip into Missouri.
Yep. Yep. When I think of Bobby Bowden's his long run, I don't remember Missouri recruiting much. You know, he didn't need it, right?
Right. Was it? Yeah, no doubt. Not when they're doing what they should be doing. That's like, you know, kind of Florida State now, dipping into Louisiana and Mississippi all the time. It's okay, but, you know, once FSU gets back to where they need to be, it's going to be primarily recruiting the state of Florida and Georgia. So, yeah, I agree. Sometimes when you have to go into these odd states to find somebody, it usually means that you might be struggling in your home state or your home territory. I doubt that's the case for Georgia right now.
Are you still playing the stock market right now?
Absolutely.
Okay. Got one for you. Weed stocks are about to, and all my people that complain when we talk weed, I'm doing this for them. Weed stocks are about to explode. The new administration is going to make. Weed stocks are going to get really heavy.
And I got out.
I've got one for you.
I got in before the election, and then they went up, and I'm all the way out pretty much of all of them now. So, but I can get back in if you're telling me to.
Take a look at Kern, K-E-R-N.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
It's cheap, too.
SNDL, I think it is, Sundial.
Oh, I've got that. Yeah, I've got that on my list. Yep. Got that one right here. It's about 70 cents. That's how cheap that one is right now.
Yeah, I got in like a couple weeks ago around 60 cents. But yeah, I think that one, I'm going to hold that one for a while.
SNDL for everybody. Sundial. Yeah. SNDL is the symbol. That's one other note for all my people who are going to complain about the weed talk. What's the latest on the Kush House? You still, Super Bowl party still alive?
Your invite's in the mail, Bill. I need an RSVP.
I know.
And you're plus one.
I know. I'm telling you, Crazy Charlie may be there. I'm not doubting that. But now, what are the limits? Are you guys allowed to have crowds, or what are your limitations there? None?
No, we haven't really done any events because, you know, we're kind of waiting to see. I mean, when we do an event, we want to do an event. You know, we don't want to kind of have to half-ass it. So, we've been laying low, just doing our own recordings and stuff and producing content out of there mainly.
Tell everybody what's next up on the podcast.
You know, the podcast drops 7 a.m., iTunes, Spotify. It's a great show. We taped it last night. Lots of Big Three talk. Tom Brady taking the Bucks to the NFC Championship game. We get into a little NFL talk and some shenanigans. So tune in tomorrow, 7 a.m.
I'll tell you, I'll let you go. But that video of Drew and Brady after the game, the wives there, the kids there, Brady throws a pass to one of the Breeze kids. That was a pretty touching moment now. That was historic kind of stuff right there, you know?
Yeah, seeing it all come to an end. I mean, you know, Brady's kind of looking at Breeze because it's going to happen for him real soon, too, that same moment, you know, where he's on the field the final time after he took his pads off throwing the football to his kids. That's going to happen to Tom Brady here soon, although nobody believes it.
Berg, we'll see you next week, sir.
See you, Bill.
There you go. There is Josh Duberg with us.